Hey guys, welcome back to We Watch the Movie. I'm Mike.
I'm Jay.
Well, this is technically Revenge of the Action Movie, but who gives a shit?
We're gonna do it anyway. We're gonna give you some Bad Boys for Life, and I'm not talking about Deep Pity. I'm talking about fucking Martin Lawrence and Will Smith, y'all.
It's Mike Lowry.
See, nobody gives a fuck. Hey, Mike Lowry's in a Nissan Focus. See, nobody gives a fuck.
Tell him what he wants to know, Joe.
Oh. Tell him what he wants to know.
Hey, guys. Bad Boys for Life. We just got done seeing it. We're in separate places. We saw it separately. Did you go by yourself, Jay?
Yes, I did.
I did, too. It felt weird. But
I didn't like it. Well, it's definitely like it holds up to what it is. Like Bad Boys with Will Smith and Martin Lawrence. It's a buddy cop action film, and it actually has never stopped being that. And it's also one of the last few bastions of fucking badassery and cool ass action sequences and broness.
Yeah.
Throughout.
Yeah. And, dude, the theater I was in loved the shit out of this movie. They loved it, man. Like everybody was laughing and cheering. Like everybody was watching the movie. I can't believe how good this was.
It was actually really good. There was one guy in my theater that was like, fuck yeah. Yeah. I don't know if he was saying it though, cause he liked the movie or if he was just a little drunk. He might've been both.
Yeah.
But that's okay. That's how it's supposed to be.
Was it your dad?
No, it was my uncle. My dad was already in AA.
Oh, I was going to say, I thought you went alone.
It was your mom, stupid.
Oh, yeah. So I don't know if you guys, like, I'm so fucking old that when the first Bad Boys came out, I watched it on pay-per-view. My sister was watching us, and I had a friend. You remember Aaron Crowley? Remember Aaron Crowley, Jay? Aaron Crowley. Anyway, I had a friend over, and he was really good at making paper guns. So we were so fucking young when that movie came out. It was like fifth grade. He made paper guns, and we actually played guns. We were a little too old to be playing guns, and I feel like we knew that at the time. But Bad Boys was so fucking cool, you couldn't help it. That din 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 din, all of it.
I didn't know we were gonna take a timeout for your bullshit.
Well, I can't tell stories.
I don't want to hear that shit.
On my own fucking YouTube channel. No one else knows.
On your YouTube channel.
Let's hear. I mean, it's mine, isn't it? I mean, it's yours too. But that doesn't make it not mine. You fucking asshole.
Your pricks, is small like your mouth.
What?
I don't know.
I have a large mouth, Jay. I have a large mouth.
That's true. A lot of dicks fit in there. But yes, I know what you're saying. It was a good time.
If I wanted to, they could.
Yeah, I remember the 90. Like, it came out, what, 95?
Yeah, something like that. But yeah, we were young as fuck. That was my point. We were young as shit when that came out, and we're old as fuck now, just like them. That's why I felt this movie.
This connection. It was all the way a connection when you were watching, especially when they went in that club and that shit happened to them. I was like, oh, fuck. That would exactly be us, too.
Yeah. There's one point where it hits Mike, and we don't go anywhere that fancy where they actually like let cool people in or not cool people in. They kind of have to let everyone in at the places that we go to. But I have felt that old, you know, when, you know, like some college girls like, what are you, like 40?
Yeah, I know. There was that one time we went to that I don't know what club it was. I can't remember. It wasn't even a club. It was like that fucking thing in college or whatever. And we went in there and they were like, ooh, you're that old? Ooh, like, bitch, I'm only 5 years older than you.
That's true. So in this one, this will be a non-spoiler review. I mean, it's pretty easy to talk about without doing spoilers, you know? And it just came out tonight. But I don't know that you catch back up to them and they're both older. And they're still the exact same. They still talk to each other the exact same. The movie starts out with a car chase happening. And I don't know, man. Like, it really doesn't have a plot. It's a fucking Bad Boys movie. It's just like all the other Bad Boys movies.
I mean, there's a semi-plot to bounce around with, but all I want to see is fucking explosions and, like, you know, a back-and-forth dialogue between Martin Lawrence and Will Smith, and you get that in spades. The only thing that the downside to it, which I talked to Mike about before the thing started, was just that I thought Martin Lawrence could have been in it more, which I know why he's not. Like, it's obviously part of the story, but it's sometimes, like, I don't know. He's like, it's like the whole yin and yang thing that works out so well. That's what made the first two movies so special, was to have them both, like, kind of opposite of each other. It just took longer for him to be in it than I wanted it to be.
I think it took a little while for him to get going, too. Like Martin Lawrence steals the show by the end of it. He gets really funny. But he actually, like, I think he took a minute to get comfortable with being in the role again. But that's not a knock on his performance at all, because he was great, man. And you know what I really liked about Martin Lawrence is that he was different. Like, his character was different. He wasn't the exact same. It wasn't the same Martin Lawrence stick, which is fine. that character's fine, but it's almost like him as a person and his comedy grew at the exact same rate as his character was supposed to have grown, and it just fit really well. You know what I was impressed with is the fact that Michael Bay didn't direct this movie at all. Like, it was the only one he didn't do, but yeah. He fucking, like, it had all that shit. Like, the score obviously was there, but there's a point in the movie where I'm pretty sure they used the exact same scene from the first movie where you see a plane fly over the LAX symbol or fly over the Hollywood symbol or whichever one it was.
Yeah.
And, like, from down to that, down to the feel, it wasn't exactly the same, but these two directors that came out of fucking nowhere managed to meld this movie together and make it feel exactly like the other two movies.
Yeah, it kind of felt like a Jerry Bruckheimer thing or something. Like, exactly. I dug that shit. Like, it felt like The Rock. Like, I don't know. Like, maybe, like,
that's Bay.
Like, I mean, that's what it was. Like, the fun thing about it was, it's not just the camaraderie that you got to see again, but it was the fact that the action scenes and the explosions and, like, all the, you know, the blood splattering and shit. I don't know. It was fucking badass. Like, it was cool as fuck. And no shits were given. Like, they would look badass on screen, too. And it flowed really well. It was all edited real nice.
Yeah. Yeah. There was nothing. I don't know about. You just hear that a Bad Boys 3 is coming out this late in the game and it's going to come out in January. You just think it's going to be kind of a piece of shit money grab. But man, they just, I guess where the first two movies were so loose and like they were literally just action movies that were just having a good time and were cheesy as fuck anyways. Cause I just went back and watched Bad Boys and I mean, yeah. it was super cheesy, man. Like, and I loved it. It was still really cool and it had amazing shit in it, but it was super cheesy. And they managed to like, actually, this is even a little bit less cheesy than the other two, which fucking shocked the shit out of me.
Yeah, when I first heard of Bad Boys 3, like, I mean, I was kind of interested in it, but it was kind of like an eye roll. Like, at the same time, it was like, oh, fuck. Like, here we go. Like, it's going to be infected with PC bullshit and vagina flaps. But no, it actually had some good, like, it was a throwback, and it felt like nothing had changed. Like, and it felt like exactly like those two films were. It felt like a mid-90s movie with, like, a coating of, like, today's, like, special effects.
Yeah.
And that's what I liked. And that's exactly what Sylvester Stallone did with Rambo. Like, he's like, I don't give a shit. Like, I mean, I'm just going to make a cool action movie. Like, who gives a fuck that much about plot? Like, it doesn't have to be deep and, you know, goddamn Shakespearean. Let's just have a good time, make some cool scenes and some good memories.
Yeah.
Let's make a popcorn flick that everybody can enjoy. Well, as long as you're 18 and over.
And that's
there was a kid in my fucking theater. Like, he was probably like 13. I was like, hey, man, I fucking dug that. I was like, hey, good for your dad, man. You got the coolest fucking dad right now.
Yeah, I was actually thinking about that, too. There's actually no sex scenes in the movie, which surprised me. So you can, I mean, there's a lot of sex jokes. The witch stuff, again, without getting any spoilers away, the witch stuff was probably the funniest shit of the whole movie.
Oh, dude, that was so good. That fucking, like, moment between those two. He was like, man, you fucked a married witch.
That and the captain, Joe Pantoliano. Yeah. Joe Pantoliano, the Captain Howard, like he picked up right where he left off, man. I mean, you couldn't even tell he was any different. And that conversation was
the same too.
When he was like, he's not going to take no for an answer. I was fucking screaming off, dying loud.
I like when he was like drinking that Pepto Bismol and he's like, fuck me.
And imagine me fat
on a twig.
Yeah, man, this is extremely rare and surprising that it's so funny. And I saw the reviews coming out last night and I thought, actually, the reviews of people saying that they like love the movie, the general audience, just people on Twitter and whatnot saying they love the movie, and the critics all saying they loved it, actually made me scared that I wasn't going to like it, that it wasn't going to be Bad Boys. Because honestly, the movie that I saw, I would have come out of it expecting everyone to be shitting on it. I loved it, but it's so much like the other two movies, I would expect everybody to actually dislike it at this point.
Yeah, it's a rarity when the critics well, at least with the critics that we see or read, that we're in agreement with them. If they're loving it and saying it's great, like, I mean, I think it's great too, and I loved it. So, I mean, it's a rarity nowadays for sure. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely one of those movies, like, but I mean, there was really nothing in it that somebody could really bitch about. Like, I mean, I was watching it, like, and you can't help but watch a movie nowadays and be like, well, how's PC culture going to get all over this and fucking, you know, make a deal about nothing? But really, you know, they don't do anything in it, you know, as far as like what they could make an issue out of. Like, there was nothing in it, like, I saw that they could be like, well, other than like violence. But I mean, Quentin Tarantino survives. He eats fucking graham crackers with like fucking honey roasted goddamn gold coins. So, I mean, it's not like, I mean, but there was nothing. I mean, the women that were in it were fucking awesome. They weren't like, you know, like pushy or preachy, and they weren't trying to, you know, they didn't write these characters as something that, you know, like, oh my God, you got to respect woman power. It wasn't anything like that. It was just like everything flowed together. It was a very good orchestra of good chemistry between actors that worked together to make an awesome film.
Yeah, and what I also liked is that they replaced the team. Like, in each of those movies, you had the team that was around him that worked in the police station. And the way that they brought in the new team, including Alexander Ludwig, was the big, huge dude who was just too nice to hurt anybody. Like, his little stick. The whole team I liked a lot. The bad guy I liked a lot. There were some surprises in the movie that I didn't expect him to go with. The only thing I would say I didn't like was a couple of the twists are, like, a little too far. Yeah, it's like, come on, that's kind of dumb.
I got that. That's exactly what. Yeah, there's one, like, you know, one major twist, and it was just like, you know, it could have done without that. Like, I don't know. Like, I can see what they were going for, because it's like a wrap up to the trilogy, and they were like, yeah. But I was like, it's not really needed. It didn't really fucking do anything overall for the film. I mean, I was just like, it could have been just standard, like, you know, fucking Knives Out, Guns Out kind of shit. But whatever.
Yeah.
If you gotta go that route, you gotta go that route.
Did you stay for the end sequence?
I left when it was there an end sequence?
I knew you would. You always do that. As soon as the movie ends, you act like your pants are on fire. You just jet the fuck out.
I like to walk out with the music.
Yeah, but you walk out faster than the song even goes. But no, dude, there was an after sequence, but it wasn't even after the credits. Like, literally the screen shows boom, Bad Boys for Life, and then the after sequence start. I was actually trying to get out of the theater first, so I was going as fast as I could to get out, and I still caught it at the end. I'll tell you about it later, but I can't say anything. It's spoilers, but I thought the post sequence is really stupid.
I don't think it's gonna. Did it set it up for Bad Boys 4?
I don't want to say. It's a total spoiler. We'll talk about it at the very end of this. We'll give people a warning if they don't want to know. But yeah, we can actually. I mean, pretty much wrap this up. I don't even know what to say about it, man. Like, if you like Bad Boys 1 and 2, Bad Boys 3 is perfect with that. Except for it adds in the whole getting old thing. There's a bunch of good jokes about that, and actually the stakes in the first half of the movie, I feel like we're higher than they've been for the first two films. Like, the first film, the stakes were, you know, they robbed the police station of the coke and they were all going to get shut down. What happens to one of them in this is actually really emotional, dude. I was shocked at how emotional I got. Like, 10 minutes into the film, I got tears in my eyes.
Dude, you know what? I thought it was going to be one of those fucking switcheroos, and it was going to be like a real thing. I'm like, fuck you, dude.
Yeah.
I was going to be like, fuck you, because I was like, no fucking way. Like, did you sell it that way? Like, you've been marketing it, and then it, fuck you. Like, yeah. I've been so goddamn mad.
You thought they were going to executive decision us?
Yeah, I did. I was like, you sons of bitch. I'm going to call fucking Steven right now.
I was going to say, I'll just start screaming Steven in the theater. Like, Steven, no!
But either way, yeah, that didn't happen. Yeah, but it's a throwback 90s film for sure. Like, I mean, and again, it's the main thing about it. It's just a fucking bunch of explosions, but with good, you know, good, again, camaraderie. And it's a good time. Like, even if you, I think it would make sense. Like, it's better if you had seen Bad Boys 1 and 2. Because, I mean, some people are like, well, I mean, do you need to watch 1 and 2? I mean, it doesn't really tie into anything. Like, there's no, like, overall, like, story arc that you need to worry about. Like, it's just an action film if you want to just look at it that way. But it's, like, the camaraderie between Martin Lawrence and Will Smith and those characters have so much history from the first two. It's definitely something that adds on to it if you've seen the first two.
Yeah, I think it's actually the most accessible out of the three. Like, So I would say if you didn't see the first two, I'd almost start. I don't know, because you do want the background and stuff. But the first two, like I said, they're so, like, they're full on Michael Bay. And this one just has a lot more emotion in it in a weird way. And it feels like they've been through some stuff and the characters have gone through shit together. And it's just as funny. It's got it might be the best of the trilogy, man. I mean,
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen the first and second one in a while. I might have to go back and watch those. I always remember liking the second one a little bit more than the first one, maybe. I can't remember, but
yeah.
I mean, it's a badass movie. It's a badass movie. And that's what I'm wondering, though, is now, because this has been so, like, generally, like positively received, it seems, I wonder if they're going to go back. It's Hollywood, so of course they will. But if they're going to go back and tap, like, older action films besides Rambo and see if they can make sequels to it. Like, what if they, you know, Eddie Murphy's back on the move again. Like, what if they do a Beverly Hills Cop Part 4?
Yeah, well, they've already talked about that. I think they're doing a Netflix series. It's something like
Beverly
that.
Beverly Hills Cop, or is they it Golden, the, no, or a Coming they, to America?
They announced Beverly Hills Cop. They're doing something with a TV series or something. I can't remember exactly what, but they did announce it. I think they might be doing a movie and a show. I'd have to look it up, but it was like just a month ago they were talking about it. But yeah, dude, like, it'd be nice. Hopefully this makes a shit ton of money. Which, by the way, we went to see Underwater last week, and there was like three people in the theater. I went to the same theater, same time, and the theater was almost full. I mean, it wasn't full, but I think this will do really well for a January film. And I honestly, we'll talk about something else here in a second. I just don't like, but you're right. That's a good point. I would love to see them go back and take some old titles and bring them back up. If this does really well, that'd be dope as shit.
Well, but, I mean, I think it just goes to show that we're all thirsty bitches for some just, you know, clean action movies and just having a good time at the theater without any kind of fucking political agenda in their scripts. Like that's really what it boils down to, man. Like that's what I saw in the theater. That's what I wanted to see when I walked into the theater, especially with Bad Boys 3. I had low expectations because, you know, with the way that PC culture is now, and like everybody's fucking trying to get one up on somebody else and say, well, I stand for this and I stand for that. Like, it was really actually refreshing to see that. And I think everybody's getting tired of that bullshit in the films. And they're like, yeah, can we just go back to where it was like simple? Like, hey, I'm going to go see this action movie. I'm going to get fucking wild and have a great time and not worry about any of the real life world, you know, real world bullshit when I leave.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the past two movies we saw in theaters also didn't have any PC shit in it. It's just, it's a blast from the past, though. It does remind you of those times, I guess.
Yeah.
But
it felt like getting out of school early and then you get to go to like Blockbuster or something.
Yeah, it actually did feel like that. It really did. Like, it was nice to feel like a kid again. And the action's stupid, too. Like, the action, like, there's, it was nice to watch a movie where there's probably 30 scenes where you're like, that shit's impossible. That shit could never happen. But you don't care because the movie's so fun that you're just fucking enjoying it. I like that. That was a good feeling. I haven't had that feeling in a new movie in a while. But I give it an 8.5, like a strong-ass 8.5. Like, it's close to a 9 for me. I just think, man, the action was great. They actually captured the exact feel of the first two movies from the Michael Bay-type filmmaking, even though it was Adil El-Arbi and Bilal Fallah. I'm probably saying their name. Adil and Bilal. I thought that the actors that they brought in were all entertaining, all really good. I thought Martin Lawrence's character, like, his character arc was just fucking amazing to me. And I thought Will Smith did a good job of not being annoying. I was afraid he would kind of be annoying in this and, like, trying to capture how he was back then. But he was actually toned down just enough to make his character being a little bit older believable, but still being hanging on to the same shit as Mike Lowry would have been hanging on to.
Yeah. I'm going to give it an 8.0. It's the same. I'm up there with it. The idea, like, with Will Smith and the character of Mike Lowry getting older and having to accept the fact that the world's moved on a little bit and he's not really understanding the fact that he needs to maybe, I don't know, stop pretending to be like hip and with it, but at the same time still generally being a cool dude. And Martin Lawrence is Marcus. Like, he's always been, like, in the first Bad Boys to the last, like, to this one, he's always been, you know, the opposite of that. Like, he was like, I'm a family guy, I gotta you know, protect my family, and this motherfucker is like always trying to get me in trouble and shit, and I get dragged into it. And he played that character perfectly. Like, he's a great comedic actor, Martin Lawrence is, and I really wish that, again, that he would, I hope he gets more roles, man. I really do. Like, if they give him the right script and they put him in the right movie, I mean, he's fucking comedy gold when he's on.
Yeah, if that's what he wants, I'd like to see him get it too. I don't know.
He might have been in shit, but I've never seen, like, he's not been like, this is the first time I've seen him on talk shows with, you know, with Will Smith, you know, promoting Bad Boys in forever. Like, I mean, everybody knows who Martin Lawrence is. Like, he's a huge name, but it's like at the same time, he's been like ghosting, like, ever. Like, it seems like.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it could be, like I said, it could be a Rick Moranis situation where he just doesn't want to, which you couldn't blame him. He's got to be a millionaire, like 10 times over, you know, because he was starring in a lot of movies back in the day. Blue Streak and all that shit.
Yeah.
National Security. But anyways, so go see Bad Boys 3 if you like the first two movies at all, or if you just want to watch a fun action movie. Actually, that's a good point for anybody who's never seen a Bad Boys movie and you're wondering whether or not this is for you. I'd say, yeah, I'd say just about anybody that just likes entertaining, fun movies, go fucking see this. I don't see why it really wouldn't be anyone's thing. It's just a kind of old school blockbuster film.
Yeah, I don't think you could hate this movie if you try to, really, if you're an action buff. Like, I mean, it's easy to, like, I mean, if you want, like, a drama or some other bullshit where you're going to get weepy eye with a box of, like, baby wipes in your car afterwards, like, this is probably not going to be for you. But if you're just, like, wanting, like, an adrenaline-pumping kind of fucking cool-ass movie, overall, like, it's, this is the tea for you.
Yeah. You say that, but it made me cry, like, twice.
But well, it doesn't mean that in action movies you can't cry.
That's true. I'm a bitch, though, when it comes to movies. They make me cry all the time. But anyways, Yeah. So okay. So the little one little bit of spoiler. If you've not seen the movie, don't watch this, or don't listen to this part. But I gotta mention it. The after sequence, after it ends. By the way, that ending was funny as fuck. Where they're singing "Bad Boys" to the kid. That at that point, I was literally thinking to myself, I was like, all right, y'all should not make another movie after this. I just feel like that ended so perfect. And it even did. When they were like Bad Boys for Life and they decided to keep going, I was kind of like, eh, one more might be too much. Yeah. Like, I don't know. You had it with the third one. But it ends and then you go into a room and it's his son in that cage. And he's standing there and Will Smith comes by to visit him. And he's like, you know, how you doing? And his son's like, you know, I'm okay. He's like, I'm doing my time for the things I've done. He's like, but I've done a lot of things. And he's like, well, I might have a situation that might be able to cut some of that time off for you. And then the fucking credits roll up.
Oh, no, I don't want that. I don't want that.
Yeah,
they're
bringing him in now. I don't know if they're talking about doing a spinoff or like having he's gonna be their Joe Pesci.
They're trying to move the. If that's the case, they're trying to maybe put the franchise. Like the franchise isn't over, but maybe Martin Lawrence and Will Smith part in it are done. So they're just gonna bring in a new two guys that are gonna be like the Will Smith and Martin Lawrence of today.
Or
like he'll start training him and being like, you know, whatever. Will Smith, and then, I don't know, fuck that. I don't want that. Like, just let it in. Like, let it in with Martin Lawrence and Will Smith being the bad boys.
Yeah. Oh, even worse, though. Even worse. What if Martin Lawrence, like, kind of hasn't wanted to act, and this was, like, his kind of, I'll come back one last time, so he's actually not going to do it anymore? And what if what Will Smith and them have in mind is for this dude to replace Martin Lawrence and it to be a father and son bad boy.
That's terrible. That's a terrible idea. And I would tell Will Smith that he needs to go revisit After Earth and see how that worked out for him.
That's true. And they can't get this actor to come back. They go get Jaden.
Yeah, they will get Jaden. That'd be his partner. It's like, that's my nephew.
And the dude was good in the movie. Like his action stuff, especially, he was pretty badass. And he did have that kind of look. I mean, it was really just the goatee, but,
yeah, but kinda,
I don't want that. I do not.
No,
I think
it's
that's
just too much. That's just too much. Let's not go down that dark path, because once you start down the dark path, forever will it dominate your destiny.
Yes. I don't want this in my mashed potatoes. Mm-mm. But yeah, so that's it. I don't know, man. That was a fucking good time in the movies. I'm glad that glad I went and saw that one.
Yeah, but it's definitely one of those movies that you want to go see with a friend or something like that's into action movies as much as you are, or like that you're just a friend in general. Cause it's like as soon as it was over, I was like, well, fuck, I wish we were hanging out so we could go, like, I don't know, do something.
Yeah. Yeah. I was, when it ended, it was funny cause a couple times I laughed a little bit harder than everybody else in the theater did. And I was thinking, fuck. I was like, I bet Jay did the same thing.
I did. And there was the only other guy that was sharing my laughter was a guy that was just by himself, like laughing, like slapping his hand and like clapping shit. I'm like, I like that guy.
Yeah. But it actually worked out though, because the other kid's fucking sick now. And apparently she threw up and we had to stop at Kroger and get her some medicine.
Now you would be sick soon, son.
Yes. I've already had this shit. I'm done. No more for me. God damn it. Tired of this shit.
I'm going to make you inoculate yourself against the future creatures of the night.
But
by the way, did you see, I don't know if it showed in your theater on the big screen, the Morbius?
It did look good on the big screen.
It fucking looked awesome. And then I had forgot all about the Invisible Man.
Yeah, I think that looks good too.
That scared the fuck out of me though. I was like, I wasn't expecting it. I thought it was a fucking ghost. And I was like, oh, he's just invisible.
Yeah, that's true. I think
I forgot. I think I don't know if we did a trailer reaction for that or not, but I was like, okay, well, I was like, this is like Hollow Man 2.0, but it was still fucking scary.
Yeah, it was like Hollow Man, but maybe good.
Yeah, I like Kevin Bacon though, so.
Yeah, what? His fault. Kevin Bacon should be in this one. Mm-hmm. I don't know who is the dude in this one. I forgot.
I don't know. I don't know who it was.
You couldn't see him. He was fucking invisible.
He was scary. He was your tax collector.
That was Lee Whannell, though, that's doing that one. The guy that did Upgrade and helped write Saw. So I think that should be pretty good. As long as Blumhouse doesn't make it fucking PG-13, which I think it's already a hard R. But
good for them.
Yeah. But
hard R in.
Before we go, I do want to mention you guys, just released on the podcast as well. We did just now get our Hard to Kill review up, our second ever Revenge of the Action Movie actual video. So if you want to check that out on video, go to youtube.com/Revenge of the Action Movie, because that's live. And I think it's really fucking good.
Also check out the hard work. I'm talking about fucking breathtaking hard work that we put in on the background on that video alone. That video, the background itself is a masterpiece. And like Michelangelo himself couldn't have painted a better picture.
Goddamn right. It's minimalistic.
That's amazing. I loved it. I thought it was good.
Shout out to Michael G. White, by the way, because he's sending us something for the background for the Action Movie Channel. So it's like, good. We clearly need it.
It's like, yeah, we were going to get, we're in the process of moving.
I ordered a Steven Seagal cutout, but it got lost in the shipping.
I was like, my apartment got broke into last night, so it's weird. They took everything but a box, a Hard to Kill fucking VHS box.
They took the VHS, though. They took the tape.
Like, dude, that was like, that video, though, is like, I like it, though, but it's like the minimalistic fucking version of a green screen that you could have. Like, you don't even really have a green screen, but you're pretending that VHS cover in the middle is a green screen.
Like, kind of reminds me of the old days, too, where we just like sit on a couch and just have like a shitty background.
Yeah, we had those cutouts. Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, and it's fitting too, because like you put up a video and I'm used to it having like a certain amount of attraction to it, but like you put these out and it's like I'll check on it after like 20 minutes to try to answer some comments and it's like your video has 34 views and I'm like, oh man, it really is like the old days.
We're doing good.
Yeah, it's kind of I don't know, it's kind of comfortable in that place though. You know, I kind of feel
there's no expectation. It's just like having fun and flowing.
Yeah, flowing it, the ripping and the tearing.
It's like when I'm trying to get a job at Subway. It's like, what should I stop?
Anyways, thank you guys for fucking listening, man. I hope you guys go see Bad Boys 3. And next week, we'll be back with another horror movie with The Turning. The Turning and Burning.
Oh, yeah. I saw a poster for that. I don't want to watch that.
It looks fucked up, but I also think it's going to suck, though.
We'll see.
I just got a feeling it's going to suck.
Probably suck more dicks than my ex-wife on a Saturday. And that's a lot.
Hey, where are you going? All right. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see your fucking asses next time.
Bye, sweeties.